Greg Podsiecki's last day at the Haynes Post Office after 32 years and one day started with a surprise.
I came in and behind the counter were all my kids and grandkids, almost all of my kids and grandkids. And they popped up above the counter and then all this was up there.
Family and coworkers had draped a handmade banner in front of the post office counter reading, "Come celebrate Greg's last day." And the celebration went all day from there.
I feel like I'm graduating from high school, except I have a little money. That's a little different than high school, right? And I don't have to go to college and I don't have to get a job. Feels very free.
Haynes residents dropped by the post office to share well wishes for Podsiecki's retirement. A friend brought a sheet cake, there were balloons, and a large card on a table crowded with signatures and thank you notes. Haynes resident Carol Mitchell came by to wish him well.
He's always been here no matter what, and so many people love him and appreciate his service and his good cheer and his amazing talent and his collection of art and everything that he does to make this place so special.
Podsiecki arrived in Haynes in 1979. He says he worked all kinds of jobs, construction, fish and game, forestry, and firefighting. By 1990, he was married with two kids and one on the way, and decided to apply to the post office.
First thing I did was come in the back and say, okay, I can do this as long as I have windows. I had always worked outdoors, and I was happy to say there was windows. I said, okay, if you're offering me a job, I'll take the job.
He had a good memory for numbers and enjoyed it. Over the years, he's seen it all. The postal system turning digital, freak weather patterns and mail delays, and then the advent of online shopping. He says the volume of mail has doubled in his time, sometimes up to 2,000 packages a day, but on average it's about 400.
Bigger, heavier packages, things that people can't get, things like specialty dog food. They're like 50 to 60 pound boxes, so we do a lot more lifting of heavy packages. A lot more of them.
As we're talking, people come by with congratulations and shake his hand. And there are plenty of stories. He's snow machined to work. He's helped people get their medications as quickly as possible. He's handled live animals like baby chicks.
The grossest thing that ever happened while I was here is that people get worms in the mail for their gardens. And over the weekend, worms had escaped out of their box. And they were these little spaghetti-shaped worms, and they dried up really fast, and they were all over the shelves and all over the floor. It was like dried spaghetti that we had to scrape these dead worms off.
Podsiecki is also well known for creative art displays on the big wall behind the counter, brightly colored painted scenes, paper cutouts, and seasonal decorations. He said it started about 15 years ago.
Just thought, oh, that wall is so ugly. It's so it's just this blank white wall. Why don't we do something with it? So whenever there's a change in the season, or a special holiday, or a special Alaskan event like the Iditarod, we've put something up.
Now, coworkers, friends, and school children all chip in. The current art display is a spring vista in full bloom with paper plates painted and crafted into flowers, butterflies, birds, and bees. Postmaster Jen Bell says Podsiecki was a joy to work with, and they expect to carry on the art and decorative traditions.
Yes, Greg always says it's all about the little things. And so we try to just make every day special, every event special for each other, for the community.
Dominique Sines, a teacher's aide for the kindergarten, stops by to deliver handwritten cards from the class.
They didn't really know his name at first, but we're like, you know, he's a really tall guy that you always see at the post office. And so we're like, oh yeah, like we got to write him a note. So they all wrote something really cute in there, and it's super special. I mean, everyone knows Greg.
As for retirement, Podsiecki says he'll be enjoying time off and also staying busy. He's planning to travel, write a book of Alaska cartoons, and spend time with his family and working on his house. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.